This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are doing a live mock draft right now. 40 seconds on the clock. Jamie is on the clock. I'm not sure if he is in the draft room, so we might have to pick for him.
I'm good. Stop crying.
Oh, he's good. All right, fix your microphone, Jamie. And he's about to make his pick. Probably going to take Ja'Marr Chase. It is a half PPR league, though, and it is a three-receiver league with a flex. No kicker, no DST. Quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, tight end, and a flex. Half PPR, we talk a lot about full PPR, so this is going to be half. And we had a surprise pick at number three with James Cook, a team named Adam's Beard. Hopefully you're not going to see it. Let's go Devontae Smith. Anyway, James Cook going third. So it goes Gibbs, Bijan, Cook, Chase, JSN, Amon-Ra St. Brown. And we just had Chase Brown pick seventh overall.
Oh.
And we did see Samaje Perine working with the first team. You know, so Chase Brown's not going to get every snap, but Chase Brown was in on a couple of third downs, so that was cool.
By the way, speaking of the bet, did you see that somebody found a flaw in Heath's plan?
No, I didn't.
So the Giants could be eliminated in September, right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that Devontae Smith has lost the bet to Zay Flowers. That's the full
right.
season.
That's true.
It's got to be the full season. Good.
You can make the bet because by January your beard will not be terrible.
Yeah. Okay. That's probably true. Puka Nacua. So we got some injury updates here. Puka Nacua is going to be out about a week. He has groin soreness. He also apparently walked into a glass window.
Great off season.
It's been wild. He just went eighth. It's a half PPR league. Curious to see where Jonathan Brooks goes today because Chuba Hubbard is week to week with a hamstring injury.
Wait till you get to my round two pick.
Chris Olave? You know, where is he going to go? Jordan Tyson has a hamstring injury, and he's got a major history of injuries, including hamstring issues just last year. Here's round one. Gibbs, Bijan, James Cook, which we wouldn't do. Ja'Marr Chase, JSN, St. Brown, Chase Brown, Puka Nacua, Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, C.D. Lamb. And the last pick was Devon Achane. All right, the picks are flying off the board. Dave, what pick do you have? Jamie has the fourth pick. What pick do you have?
I'm at 11.
Oh, you're up.
I'm up. I took CeeDee Lamb first because I figured there would be a running back that would make it back to me, and sure enough, there is. I am taking Omarion Hampton.
Cool. All right, I'm going to pause the draft because it's a fast draft with a 40-second clock, and we'll catch up. We'll catch our breath a little bit. So after Taylor, McCaffrey, Lamb, Achane to finish off round one, Dave took Lamb. Derrick Henry was the first pick of round two, and in a half PPR league, can't really argue with him at 13, right, guys?
No.
I mean, would you take him over? We still have Genty and Hampton at that point on the board. Would you have taken Henry or Genty Hampton?
Genty Hampton.
Hampton Genty.
Okay. So the question for you is, we had five wide receivers go. Chase went fourth, JSN fifth, St. Brown sixth, Puka Nacua eighth, CeeDee Lamb 11th. Dave, in a half PPR league, is your first round strategy different than it is in a full PPR league?
A little bit. You certainly want to lean into the running backs more, but if there's one that you see that doesn't have the same type of upside, like the decision I had to make at 11 was CeeDee Lamb or Achane or Hampton or Genty. And I knew I was guaranteed one of them to come back to me, so that's why I went with Lamb. Mm-hmm. But let's say I was picking ninth and I had a similar decision, I might just go with the running back that I think is best at that point.
Okay. Yeah. Because you when you're picking 11th, you have obviously a much clearer picture of what's going to be available to you in the second round. All right. And then Jamie, overall, it's a three-receiver league with one flex. In a half PPR league, do you think you're going to draft any differently than you would in a full PPR league?
I mean, slightly, you know, so I wouldn't take Derrick Henry, you know, in this range in a full PPR league. I would consider it in a half PPR league or certainly a non-PPR league. I probably would have gone running back if I was Dave, you know, just knowing that there were still two really good ones or three really good ones on the board still. So that's probably the, you know, different approach for sure. Not that I'm opposed to doing it in full PPR at this point, but I just think that, it leans more toward run. It lends itself towards running backs being more successful.
Sure. That's true.
Yeah. And you, maybe it makes you want to start a running back in your flex a little bit more than a wide receiver, but it kind of evens the playing field there in that regard. Whereas in PPR, you know, unless you went heavy with running backs, I'm thinking a PPR three receiver league, your flex is usually going to be, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I'm probably thinking it's going to be a wide receiver. All right. Last point before I resume the draft. Jamie, we did the live mock draft with the fans on Tuesday night. And one of the things I asked you is, at what point in the draft is running back value as good or better than wide receiver? So in the first round, you know, it's about the same. In the second round, it's probably about the same. You know, where you look at the running backs and the receivers, they look about as strong. But I feel like we felt like in the third round and the fourth round, the wide receiver selections were just better. The choices were better at wide receiver. Totally. And I think that it really makes me much more open to a running back build, rather than a wide receiver
build. I almost think the draft, you know, you're looking at a draft board, like it's cut in half. Like the first six picks, you're going to see potentially four wide receivers go. The back half of the first round, you're going to see a lot of running backs start to go. And as we see in average draft position right now, there's only four receivers going in the first round. And so what that tells you is the wide receiver value in round two is pretty solid, but there's also really good running backs at the start of round two. And so, you know, like we see Derrick Henry here. I think in that draft also Derrick Henry went early. That was a full PPR. No, that was full PPR.
Yes.
We saw Derrick Henry go there too. So the back end of round three, again, based on ADP, you have Devontae Smith, Zay Flowers, Emeka Abuka. They're all there. And so if that's how it's going to play out, we don't see that in most of our drafts, but if that's how it's going to play out, and if you want to just extend it to maybe Olave, maybe T. Higgins, you know, wherever these guys end up falling, throw Ladd McConkey in that mix, Garrett Wilson, whatever the case may be, like it's very good wide receiver still. You know, it's not C.D. Lamb and Justin Jefferson if those guys do what they're capable of. But to say that you can walk away with, and I'll use, you know, Devon Achane since I'm not the highest on him, but let's, you know, James Cook, Devon Achane, Devontae Smith and Ladd McConkey. Like, I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's not a bad build at all. All right, let's resume things here. First two picks of round two are Derrick Henry and Omarion Hampton. By the way, Ty, who picked third, said that, yes, he meant to take James Cook. He likes James Cook. He's his RB3, and he really hates the running backs at the 2-3 turn. So that's a guy that said, I could take Jamar Chase or whatever here, but I don't like the running backs I'm going to be getting. He's got the third to last pick, so 22nd overall. Maybe a Kenneth Walker or somebody like that could fall to him, but in a half PPR league, he might be looking at Jeremiah Love, Kyren Williams. So that is an interesting take, and I totally get it. And I am resuming the draft right now. Here we go. Jason is on the clock. Robert Thomas, who moderates our Facebook page and is a friend of the program, he is on deck. Now he's on the clock as Drake London goes. We still have Ashton Jeanty on the board, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown,
yeah,
guys like that.
I like those other players better than London, especially because it's half PPR. Full PPR, you could talk me into Drake London going there, but if the receptions are cut in half, I don't think London's appeal is quite as good.
And A.J. Brown is the next pick. There goes Ashton Jeanty. Dave, did you learn anything about Ashton Jeanty last night?
That he's the legit starter for the Raiders and that his backup is pretty good, but I knew his backup was good.
Yeah, his backup. Yeah, Mike Washington. Definitely a handcuff you want.
Well, yes, but that's it. Like, I wouldn't go crazy ogling Mike Washington because of what he did against Cardinals backup defenders.
We got 12 running backs off the board in the first, I think, 19 picks, because after Jeanty was Barkley and then Kenneth Walker. So Adams Beard, team three, who's on the clock right now. We just saw Pickens and Jefferson go. He wasn't going to get the running back he wanted, so that's why he took Cook in round one. Now he takes Brock Bowers in round two. Best players available, Rashee Rice, Nico Collins, Jeremiah Love, Trey McBride. And the Bijan team just took Rashee Rice. Still have Nico. See if he goes here at the 2-3 turn. I almost guarantee that he will. To the Jahmyr Gibbs manager, remember though, this is half PPR, but it is a three receiver league. I thought Jeanty looked, not to take too much away from three carries, but he lost weight. He slimmed down. He wants to be more explosive. I think we saw some bursts. He didn't have any long runs, but it looked like he really hit the hole pretty hard.
10-yard run. What did you think of the offensive line? I haven't dug into the coach's film yet.
Yeah, me either. I thought it was fine, though. And he was running at least two of his three runs right behind Linderbaum.
So, as expected.
Yeah. Oh, there goes Olave. Jamie, let's talk about that. Olave and Nico Collins at the 2-3 turn. With the Jordan Tyson injury, what do you think about Olave right now? And obviously, I'm not saying Tyson's going to miss or miss regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously is going to make him more attractive. Not that people were, I think, afraid of Olave because of Jordan Tyson. You know, again, like you look at it, what Olave did with Rashid Shaheed on the field, without Rashid Shaheed on the field, it was certainly important that his numbers popped when Shaheed was there. The tie into that, though, is that's when Tyler Shook took over, so it's really hard to say that that's a one-to-one comparison. So I think you're just looking at it as if there is no Tyson for an extended period of time, then obviously Olave wins. If there's, you know, Tyson in and out of the lineup, which is kind of how I view it, because, you know, this is a problem now for him dating back to last year, dating back to the offseason, now training camp. And it sucks because it sounds like he was killing it in camp. I think you just kind of view Olave as a very good number two receiver. And so probably starting with like Malik Nabers, George Pickens, Devontae Smith, T. Higgins, that group of receivers, you can easily make a case that he should be at the top of it. So late round two, early round three, depending how receivers come off the board.
Would you guys take Devontae Smith or Chris Olave?
Olave.
Right now, if this Tyson injury is a problem, then I would take Olave. Otherwise, I would take Devontae Smith. But it's hard to say because Devontae Smith's still dealing with the hamstring injury, which, you know, I'm as excited about him as anybody. I had to drop him in my rankings.
Yeah, still out. It's been a little more than a week for both him and Mekhi Lemon. I'm going to pause the draft and we'll get to Dave's two picks.
Can we play this out for like $1 million?
You like this? So Jamie went Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Jeremiah Love.
Stop there. That's it.
Well, I mean, I think every team should love their first three
picks. It doesn't matter after that.
I don't agree. I don't think you have a much better team than Gibbs, Olave, Nico. You have Chase, Jefferson, Jeremiah Love.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. Jefferson falling to 21st overall. We got a three receiver team, JSN, George Pickens, and Malik Nabers. That was the team with the fifth pick. That was Brad. So JSN, Pickens, and Nabers. That's pretty good. Can't really argue with that. If he had gone with a running back in round three, it would have been Javonte Williams or Kyren Williams or Breece Hall or somebody like that. So Jamie, if Devontae Smith, who, like you said, you really like him, but you had to drop him a little bit, if he had been available with your third pick, would you have taken him or Jeremiah Love?
I would have taken Love.
Okay. So round three was Nico Collins, Josh Jacobs.
I would have taken him with a little Love.
Yeah.
And some tenderness.
Devontae Smith, Jeremiah Love, Malik Nabers, Javonte Williams. Javonte Williams or Kyren Williams, guys?
I'll take Javonte.
All right. Trey McBride going, what pick was that? 31? T. Higgins, Zay Flowers, Kyren Williams. Dave is on the clock with CeeDee Lamb and Omarion Hampton. We are about to get a massive run of wide receivers in my, I believe that it's coming.
Adam, what time's our mailbag today?
Mailbag's about 11 o'clock. We'll be fine.
Okay. Trying to make lunch plans. Sorry, just wanted to.
Oh, yeah, about 11 o'clock for the mailbag. Let me just tell everybody about the draft-a-thon real quick, and then we'll resume the draft. We also have to squeeze a break in here. And Jamie and I just did an FFT Express episode where we talked a little bit about last night's preseason content or what we saw. So if we don't get to it on this show, we talked about Jeremiah Love, just listen to that Express episode. But Draftathon, go to tinyurl.com/FFTDonate2026. We are currently at $121,161. I sent out league invites to a lot of the leagues. Claire Philpy, who's helping me manage this, she sent out league. I think everybody who signed up should have gotten a league invite by now. If you haven't, we'll get it to you. Please join the league as soon as you can. But you can join more FFT open leagues. We have about 70 spots left. If you scroll down on tinyurl.com/FFTDonate2026 and click on auction houses, view auction house, you will see spots in our elimination league. And you can read about that, where the top six move on to next year and the bottom six are replaced. You can bid on Zoom calls with us. You can bid on spots in our podcast leagues. I don't think we have any bids yet for podcast league spots. This is a big money maker for us for St. Jude. Oh, we have one for $500. So please bid on those. You have 6 days left, I believe. 5 or 6 days. 6 days. You can bid on spots in the Beyond the Box Score Dynasty League. You want to play fantasy football with us? You want to help St. Jude? tinyurl.com/FFTDonate2026 and go to the auction house section if you scroll down. All right, we'll be right back after this with more of round three and into round four on Fantasy Football Today. All right, welcome back. About to get the ball rolling here. Just some of the noteworthy picks. James Cook third for a team that didn't like the running backs that would be available to him in rounds two and three. So he went James Cook, Brock Bowers. That could have been Rashee Rice or Olave or Nico if you don't want the tight end there. And Devontae Smith. And maybe... Yeah, I mean, maybe he could have gone, whatever, it's fine. Chase Brown, 7th. Trey McBride, 31st. And let's go. All right, Dave, you have CeeDee Lamb and Omarion Hampton. You're on the clock with the 11th pick. You're going to be up pretty soon. So what are we looking for here?
I don't like any of the running backs that are available at this point. It's a little disappointing because I only took one in the first round. So to Jamie's point, maybe I should have started RB, but there are a lot of wide receivers I like. The one I like the best is Abuka, and I'm not certain that the guy picking after me at 12 is going to take him. And so even if he does take him, there's two other wide receivers that I have about the same. And so Colson Loveland still being there, I want that advantage at tight end. I'm going to take him and know that I've got a wide receiver locked up coming back to me in round four, be it Abuka, Waddle, Wilson, one of those guys.
All right, Colson Loveland, good stuff.
I'm glad Dave said that because it's important, like, when you put players in tiers, and especially, like, this is a great test case for that because that manager does not have a wide receiver. You know, so it'd be one thing if it was had a wide receiver, maybe two wide receivers, then you could, you know, certainly play that route. But the fact that Dave said, I like three guys, and I'm good, and then I'm going to get whatever one falls back to me.
And I got Waddle. He took Abuka, so... Shows you what I know. I'm glad that he's still in demand. And if Abuka hadn't have gotten hurt, that would have been a tough decision for me between him and Loveland because I really do believe that Abuka can have a huge year. So I guess that's a swing and a miss for me to not take Abuka. But I don't think Loveland would have made it back to me either. So took the stud at tight end, followed my tiers, and still got a receiver that I'm happy with as my wide receiver too.
Other receivers on the board here, Garrett Wilson, Tedrell McMillan. Then you got like DJ Moore, Luther Burden, McLaurin. So it might be early for some of them, but you will see McMillan and you'll see Garrett Wilson go in this range. But Abuka and McConkie go at the 3-4 turn. So the team with the 12th pick has Achan, Henry, Abuka, McConkie. I kind of like that team quite a bit. Dave has Lamb, Hampton, Loveland, and Waddle. So only one running back for you. Who are some guys that you think you might be able to get in rounds 5 and 6 that you'd be happy with as your RB2?
Jonathan Brooks.
Brooks is on the list. I don't think, I mean, I'd be thrilled, believe it or not, I'd be thrilled if Echan and Quinshon Judkins made it back to me. Swift made it back to me. I just don't think that they will.
Yeah.
So I'm probably picking from a group of like Basil Tootin, David Montgomery, Jadarian Price, and Brooks. And one of those guys is my RB2 is probably going to be okay with me. And I don't want to give away too much of my plan, but it's a mock, so who really cares?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to taking two running backs at that point, if assuming that there's enough of them left that I like at the, what would that be, 5-6 turn?
Yeah. And Josh Allen just went finally. Josh Allen, and this is not just CBS analysts here. This is only Dave and Jamie and 10 listeners. So Josh Allen went 43rd overall. His ADP is like 20th.
It's our listeners.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I know. But even they are showing restraint in this particular draft.
Good. They should.
Here's round four. McConkie, Waddle. By the way, as we begin round four, the top three tight ends are off the board. Bowers going 22nd. McBride going, I think, 30th. Loveland going 35th. One, two, three. No, I think McBride went 31st. Sorry. Yeah. So round four, McConkie, Waddle, McMillan, Scadaboo, Breece Hall, and DJ Moore, Josh Allen. Interesting to have Moore go ahead of Allen. Judkins, Garrett Wilson, Terry McLaurin, Mike Evans, and Travis Achan to finish round five. Jamie, you're almost up. I'm going to let you make your pick, and then I'm going to ask you a question here because McLaurin, Evans, DJ Moore already off the board. Burden just went. Big run on wide receiver here. Jameson Williams goes, you're on deck, and your team right now is Chase Jefferson, Jeremiah Love, and Garrett Wilson, so you don't even need a wide receiver. All right, make your pick here. The last pick was Devontae Adams. So the next best wide receiver is Parker Washington. I don't think you're going to go wide receiver here. No,
I love my receiving core. I wanted to get another running back because I think we're starting to see a tier drop, talent drop. Tough to pass on Tyler Warren here. Very tough to pass on Tyler Warren there. But I think just getting the backfield locked up, and I said this on a previous show, this is a very similar backfield that I think I did the other night as well. Jeremiah Love and DeAndre Swift. I think just getting – oh, no, I'm sorry. It was on the show we did on CBS Sports on HQ. I took Jeremiah Love. I took DeAndre Swift. Like, I think getting a little bit of a safer floor running back to pair with Jeremiah Love makes some sense. So, like, if I passed on this and I'm coming back in round six, like, that's typically Tony Pollard range. That could potentially be Jonathan Brooks range. Like, those guys, I don't feel as comfortable as pairing them with Jeremiah Love. And I still think there's good enough talent at tight end that I'll find somebody.
Okay. All right, Dave, I'm going to pause it after the end of round five here. So Lamar Jackson goes. Lamar Jackson, 56th overall. Tyler Warren went one pick after Jamie took DeAndre Swift. And Dave is in the hole right now. And we are on pick 57. Jamie's team through five rounds is Chase Jefferson, Jeremiah Love, Garrett Wilson, and DeAndre Swift. We just had Christian Watson come off the board. Dave so far has Lamb, Hampton, Loveland, and Waddle. So he was hoping to get Swift. It didn't happen. Jamie took him. We haven't had a running back.
I knew that he wasn't going to make it back to me, though.
We haven't had a running back come off the board since then. The top running backs available in Dave's rankings are Bucky Irving, David Montgomery, and Bajal Touton. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
Pretty good.
I'm going to get an RB2 that I can live with.
So Christian, we got Jason. Make your pick. Hurry up. Make your pick. Oh, he made it. All right, he took Bucky Irving. Is that who you wanted?
See, now this is another one where Dave can either take a chance on what the manager at 12 is doing because he has two running backs. And do you like two guys that might make it back to you? Because I doubt that he takes two.
I guess I like three guys. It's Montgomery, it's Touton, and it's Price. But in this format, I think I'm going to lean into Montgomery. Plus, I love Laporta still being here. What am I going to use Laporta for if I have Loveland?
Right.
Same thing with Tucker Kraft being there. Drake May is still on the board. I think this is a good value for him. I'm just going to take the running back. I'm going to take David Montgomery. I don't see anybody who's like a screaming value at another position. So I'm just going to roll with the running back and fill Montgomery in my lineup.
What Jamie was saying was like Dave goes into round five with one running back on his team. And Jamie was saying if he only wants to draft one, but he likes two, then he could maybe let it go till the next round and hope that the guy at the turn doesn't take two running backs because that guy at the turn already had two running backs. And he took Bajal Touton and he took Tucker Kraft. So now Dave will double up at running back and he'll take David Montgomery in round five and Jadarian Price in round six. So that leaves you with Lamb and Waddle at receiver. Hampton, Montgomery, and Price at running back. Again, at half PPR league. Colson Loveland at tight end. Why did you take Price over Drake May, Joe Burrow?
It was in the exact same spot that I was in two picks ago. There wasn't a wide receiver that looked like a great value. The quarterback values were good. But based on how this draft is going, how many quarterbacks have been taken so far?
Two.
Yeah, I know I'm going to get a good value at quarterback. I'm going to get a steal later on. So I didn't want to fill that spot as good of a value as Drake May is in early round six. I wanted to double up at running back and make sure I had some bases covered for my RB2.
Do you think you got almost two full rounds before you pick again in round seven? Do you think that one of Drake May, Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, or Jalen Hurts will be there?
I think one of them might make it there. And if they don't, I don't care because there's still Dak Prescott and Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I get that. But if one of them is there, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to make it hard for me to pass them up if they're there in round seven, especially knowing that the drafter at 12 does not have a quarterback. Right. So if there's one left, I'm probably going to take that quarterback.
Okay. All right. I want to make a broader point here. Jamie, what I was going to ask you about was like, why do you think the wide receivers, DJ Moore, McLaurin, Evans, Adams, not necessarily Adams, but those
old guys.
Yeah. Why do you think they went in round four? Because when we were doing the wide receiver preview, you weren't there for this, but we were kind of saying it's like 26-ish guys. We want two of them. And when I look at ADP, I see Mike Evans is always available like at the end of round five. So if you're had a late pick, you didn't really get a chance to take that second guy in this particular draft. You didn't get a chance to take that top 26 guy, that second guy late in the fifth round. It's just, I don't know. The wide receivers went earlier than ADP. Why do you think that is?
Three receiver league probably has something to do with it. You know, I think that sort of pushes the players up. I mean, I think when you start to get into wide receiver 16, 17, 18 range, you know, there's so many different lists that have different players on it, different rank lists that have different players on it, you know. So, like, I don't know where Jacob, for example, I know he was very high on Mike Evans. If he's still as high, or Dan, I know he was also, you know, is that a guy that's in the late teens, early 20s? I like DJ Moore ahead of consensus. So, like, for me, he's a round four pick. I take him in round four almost every time. Screw the guy whoever did it in this draft. You know, so like Dave likes Jalen Waddle ahead of consensus. You know, so there's different ways, you know, you sort of look at this. And so I'm going to guess, like, the longer Puka Nacua is out, we're going to see Devontae Adams rise a few spots. We'll probably see Chris Olave rise a spot or two, like you alluded to. So there's going to be a lot of movement, I think, with those guys. But I think, you know, format matters here. And again, we're only seeing, you know, to just judge ADP, we're only seeing two quarterbacks here. Usually by this point, there's six quarterbacks that are gone if you're just going by ADP. You know, there's the top six going the first 50.
Right. And based on last night, Jamie, how excited were you to draft Jeremiah Love in round? I don't care about the answer. I just haven't played the drop in a few weeks. So there we go.
I mean, I was so excited until that.
Yeah.
Listen, he's going to probably get overdrafted after that, you know, which is natural because, you know, you get confirmation bias one way or the other. I love Jeremiah Love. I think he's going to be great. And then you see this, like, holy bleep, I'm taking him in, you know, mid round two as opposed to late round two or early round three. This is exactly where I took him in the last two drafts where I've taken him, is the fourth pick of round three. You know, and so the earliest I would take him is at the turn. I've seen him go late round two. It's totally understandable. You know, again, when you look at it, that run of running backs ends at either Ken Walker, Saquon Barkley, or Derrick Henry. You know, those three guys are at the back end of the top 12. And so once that drop-off hits, it's Love, Jacobs, Kyren Williams. That's the next three guys.
Mm-hmm.
As I said to you on Express, I was leaning that way already because of Jacob's concerns and Kyren's sharing. And so if two guys are going to share, I think Jeremiah Love's ceiling is higher if he hits. So I'll take the chance on that. And so that just, again, pushed that a little bit more in that direction.
I think maybe should we put Javonte Williams in that group? You said Love, Jacobs, Kyren.
You can, but you're hearing, you know, again, take it for what it's worth. Jaden Blue getting more opportunities, taking more advantage of a situation. Malik Davis, I still think, is going to get some work. It's not the same caliber of backups like a Tyler Algier or a Blake Corum or even now Marshawn Lloyd. But yes, Javonte Williams has put himself in round three. Again, you ask Heath, he'll say Brees Hall belongs in round three. All these guys, you know, that next group, for me at least, they're bunched up together also, sort of knocking on the door of that tier that I have of Love, Kyren, and Jacob. So I think you could almost start to, you know, group them together, and there'll probably be a player or two that has a strong preseason that puts himself in that category as well. You know, it could be David Montgomery, it could be Cam Scadaboo, it could be Quinshon Judkins, you know, any of these guys that are sort of in that next Bucky Irving. If it's just, hey, look, it's Bucky's job and nobody's, you know, Kenneth Gainwell is just working on passing downs and he looks awesome, Bucky will fly up there as well. So there's just a lot of different ways I think you can go.
I want to spend more time at some point on Javonte Williams. I feel like this is a player that, for whatever reason, we just haven't done like a deep dive on him. Maybe we'll do a separate 5-minute video because there are some stats. First thing that you should know, just, and I'll move on. He was the number 12 running back per game in PPR, number 10 per game in non-PPR. But he had a stinger, Javonte Williams, in December. And in his last three games, he played 29%, 57%, and 27% of the snaps. So before that, he was the number 8 running back per game. A late season stinger really affected Javonte Williams' per game stats. The other thing I would mention is that in his last 8 games from weeks 9 through 17, he was on pace for 36 targets, exactly half as many targets as he was on pace for in the first 8 games of the year. It goes from a 72 target pace to a 36 target pace. Huge difference, obviously. But all right, we'll come back to him some other time. Dave, so talking about, you know, trying to get two top 26 wide receivers, and not being able to do it in this draft if you had a late pick in round one. If you didn't take two in the first four rounds, you didn't get that chance in the fifth round. But there were a few teams that did not take two. I think there were actually only two teams that didn't take two wide receivers with their first four picks. So let's look at those teams. That would be team six, which was Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is Otonio. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Kenneth Walker, Javonte Williams, Josh Allen. He just couldn't pass up Allen, 43rd overall. And then he took Rome Odunze as his wide receiver too. How do you feel about that build so far? It's Amon-Ra St. Brown, Kenneth Walker, Javonte Williams, Josh Allen, Rome Odunze in a three receiver half PPR league.
So the price you paid for taking Josh Allen in round four was having Rome Odunze as your number two wide receiver. And my guess is that Otonio is going to go and get more wide receivers and try and bulk up the depth there so that he can field two quality starters every week, if not three, because of the flex. I have no problem with that. I don't think he made a misstep at all.
I am going to ask you, this draft, would you rather have Josh Allen and Rome Odunze or Garrett Wilson and Lamar Jackson?
Garrett Wilson and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think I would say that.
Now, that's an easy one, I think. But what if we use more?
Yeah, that's absolutely what I should say.
What if we use more ADP instead of what happened in this draft? And I'll ask you, would you rather have Lamar Jackson and Rome Odunze or Garrett Wilson and Drake May?
Garrett Wilson and Drake May.
Okay. So just some perspectives there.
Right. Bigger drop off from Wilson to Odunze than there is from Allen to Jackson or Jackson to May.
Round five was Burden, Jameson Williams, Davante Adams, DeAndre Swift to Jamie as his RB2, Tyler Warren as the fourth tight end off the board, 53rd overall, Rome Odunze, Parker Washington, 55th overall, seventh pick of round five, Lamar Jackson, the second quarterback off the board, and only two so far, as we continue into round six, Christian Watson, Bucky Irving, David Montgomery, Basil Tootin. That's the end of round five. So obviously the drafters have decided wide receivers have gone a little crazy. Let's get back to running backs for the next five picks, beginning with Dave's pick of Bucky Irving, David Montgomery, Basil Tootin to end round five, Tucker Kraft in round six, Jadarian Price in round six to Dave. And let's get back to it. Jason, you are on the clock. Jason's team with the 10th pick, even though his team name is Team 12, which is my fault. Christian McCaffrey, Drake London, Kyren Williams, Teteroa McMillan, and Bucky Irving. I actually feel like this is kind of a safe team other than McCaffrey. And then he goes with Brian Thomas Jr. Do we like that team? That is three running backs and three receivers. McCaffrey, Kyren, and Bucky. London, Teteroa McMillan, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, it's solid.
It's a playoff team. Like fifth seed.
Well, I mean, it's a superstar team if McCaffrey's McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's so McCaffrey's going to carry you. Jonathan Brooks going 64th overall. Another team, Rob Thomas's team, picking ninth. Three receivers, three running backs. So he has Taylor, Scadaboo, and Brooks. A.J. Brown, Zay Flowers, Christian Watson. Do we like this team?
Yeah, very much.
I don't know about the team. I think talking about Brooks going round six, pick four, is worth discussing.
Yes.
Because I think we're eventually going to get to a point where he might be getting overdrafted. It's not like Chuba's done for the year, and I'd be surprised if Jonathan Brooks gets everything in this Panthers backfield. And we all know what the risks are injury-wise with him. I think he's absolutely worth a pick in round seven, late round six. We talked about that on Sports Network. I'm good with that too. How many players, and maybe this is a good time to look at what's left on the draft board, how many players that are going after Brooks would you have rather had? And I think it's smart to include some of the quarterbacks. And taking the lottery ticket on Brooks, is that a better move than taking Drake May? Is that better than taking Joe Burrow? Is it better than even Laporta, who's got a little bit of an injury risk himself, but we're expecting a huge year from? And I think I'd rather have the quarterbacks. I'm not sure if I necessarily would stand on Laporta over Jonathan Brooks because the upside with Brooks is huge. But this is about the range where I think we're going to start to see Jonathan Brooks go as of Friday at 10 a.m. If he has a huge run, when do they play in their preseason game? It's Saturday at 1 o'clock. If he has a huge run in that game, you're going to see him go into round five and people are going to get too excited. And that's when I might get nervous about his value. So he seems like the annual rocket riser in ADP where people just can't wait to get their hands on him. And maybe he goes a little too soon than he should.
So I when I was updating my rankings, the guy that I put him ahead of is the guy that you took in Jadarian Price. And almost for a lot of the same reasons you said about Brooks, I think you can make a lot of the same questions about Price. So
that's fair. Sure.
I think when we see it's, you know, unproven player, it's great opportunity. It's potential sharing at some point, maybe with two or three guys, you know, depending on what they think of Helani and when Charbonnet comes back. And so like I could see Brooks, if he's right, being amazing. I could see him being in a tandem. I could see Hubbard being better, you know, so there's just questions for me for both. So I actually love the spot where Brooks went.
Would you, and you're now taking Brooks ahead of Price?
I would take Brooks ahead of Price. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not there yet, but, it's going to be an interesting discussion point for sure.
And
I mean, we are talking about a guy that's played like most of one season in his last 5 years in Jonathan Brooks.
And he's similar to Price. They didn't really get a ton of work in college.
Right, but one of the guys had two ACL injuries, and the other guy, the reason why he didn't get work was because he was behind Jeremiah Love. Yeah. Well, and Brooks for a year was behind Bijan Robinson. So
Brooks 2023 was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. Until he got hurt.
Okay, so we got to take a break here. I would say that I haven't told you anybody who's gone after Jonathan Brooks, but other than the quarterbacks, I don't think there's anyone on the board that's going to get taken after Brooks or you're going, oh, he's definitely going to be better. I mean, Tony Pollard, Rico Dowdle, J.K. Dobbins, Ramondre Stevenson, Sam Laporta, Chris Godwin, Carnell Tate, Marvin Harrison Jr. You can see why Jonathan Brooks makes sense at this point. But like Dave said, it's not like Chuba Hubbard's out for the year. We still have not quite a month, but I assume Chuba Hubbard's going to be back before week one.
Well, I wouldn't assume before week one.
I mean,
Canales said we'll play week one, but that's clearly, you know, hamstring injuries, we know what those are like. So
yeah,
it could be worse than that.
All right. It could be like 6 weeks. And if that's the case, that's what, week three or something like that. It's not a season.
Yeah, I think just in the case of both these guys, there was clearly enough reason. We all had Brooks ranked ahead of Hubbard prior to the hamstring injury. Yeah. Like the momentum was certainly pushing everything in that direction for what we were advising people. Now, drafting, not the case. You had Brooks still going in round 9 and you had Hubbard going in round 7. So at what point were they going to cross paths? I don't know. Now this is just enough reason to say, okay, I'm going to take the younger, more exciting player that if he's right. And remember, ACL used to be a 2-year injury. 2 years and that guy is back to being what he was. If that's the case, then I think Jonathan Brooks could be amazing.
It certainly gives him an opportunity to gain some momentum here and stake his claim as the lead back. All right, we got to take a break. I'm going to pause the draft after 2 more picks, and we'll catch you up on rounds 6 and 7. We have a lot of picks. We had a quarterback run. 4 of them came off the board since that Jonathan Brooks
pick. Make it 5.
5 came off the board. We have a tight end run, 3 of them in round 7. So we will take a break from not only the show, but the draft as well, and come back and update you on rounds 6 and 7 of this half PPR 3-receiver league. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you are excited for a fun weekend and starting to get some drafts going soon. And hope you've been enjoying the show. We've been doing a lot of content. The mailbag coming up later today. I don't know why I'm filibustering here. Let's just get right back to it. Yeah, I feel like I haven't been personable at all. Like, I hope everyone's doing great. All right, so round 6 was Tucker Kraft, Jadarian Price, Brian Thomas Jr., who went 9 picks after Parker Washington. Then Jonathan Brooks, Marvin Harrison Jr., who went about 12 picks before Michael Wilson, just taking a quick look at it. Carnell Tate, the Titans were so pathetically bad last night. It was gross. I mean, are you going to downgrade Carnell Tate based on what we saw last night and maybe upgrade Wandale Robinson, the only guy that seemed like any chemistry existed between him and Cam Ward? Dave?
Well, Ridley had the nice catch on the crosser. I'm not ready to downgrade Tate too much after last night, but I don't think he looked particularly good just even running his routes. Yeah, he was very hot and cold when it came to just even having solid acceleration, and that makes me nervous. I want to give the Titans another chance, but it is concerning. And this is the thing that concerns me the most. That offensive line went up against 49er second stringers and Cam Ward was pressured. That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And he made some really bad decisions. Nearly
he was off target on a bunch of slant throws.
Yeah. He was just off today, off yesterday. All right. Carnell Tate, then J.K. Dobbins, 67th overall. Too early?
That's a little nuts. Yes.
Yeah. Rico Dowdle. Jamie, I know you like Warren better than Dowdle in PPR. Dave likes Dowdle better. Half PPR, which Steelers running back do you prefer?
Dowdle.
Okay. Tony Pollard. Jamie took Tony Pollard as his third running back, so that gave him Chase Jefferson and Garrett Wilson at receiver. DeAndre Swift and Tony Pollard at running back. And I think you were probably pretty. Would you have taken Dowdle or Pollard?
I would take Pollard.
Okay. Then we have Joe Burrow, Sam Laporta, Chris Godwin, 72nd overall. How do we feel about that?
Love it.
Like it. Would love it if it were full PPR.
Drake May, Dak Prescott, Ramondre Stevenson, Jaden Daniels. Those are the first four picks of round 7. Drake May, Dak Prescott, Ramondre Stevenson, and Jaden Daniels. So that means in a span of 7 picks, we had 4 quarterbacks. Burrow, May, Prescott, and Daniels. We had Stevenson in between that. Jamie took Jaden Daniels, so he doesn't have a tight end, but he has 3 running backs, 3 receivers, and Jaden Daniels. Travion Henderson goes 2 picks after Ramondre Stevenson. How about that?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Have it ranked that way.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
Michael Wilson. Do you like Marvin Harrison in round 6 or Michael Wilson in round 7?
Wilson.
Harrison.
Kyle Pitts, Isaiah Likely, Harold Fannin Jr. 3 straight tight ends there. Now, the only thing I don't like about the Pitts pick is, Pat, you had Trey McBride. What are you taking Kyle Pitts for? But fair enough. Kyle Pitts, Isaiah Likely, Harold Fannin Jr. That screws things up for one manager who wanted to wait on tight end. Josh Downs goes 82nd overall. How do we feel about that pick?
Love it.
I'm okay with it. I wish it were full PPR.
And then we get Jalen Hurts to Dave, and that was a situation where Burrow, May, Prescott, and Daniels had come off the board, and he knew that the guy picking 12th, Big Mike, did not have a quarterback, so Dave took Jalen Hurts. Big Mike then took DK Metcalf, and then we took a break from the draft, and we are resuming. All right, Big Mike on the clock with Achan, Henry, Abuka, McConkey, Tootin, Tucker Kraft, and DK Metcalf. I don't like the Metcalf pick, but I'm pretty much never going to like the Metcalf pick. 84th isn't so bad. Could have gone with Alec Pierce or Addison or Wandale or Sutton. He takes Justin Herbert. Dave takes
Alec. He's had a great draft, though, before Metcalf. Like, crushing it.
Achan, Henry, Abuka, McConkey, Tootin, Kraft.
Yeah, and I'm not the biggest Achan fan there, but I think just the build is great.
Dave takes Alec Pierce. All right, why'd you take the injured Alec Pierce?
I need receivers. I've done a nice job drafting every other position so far. I only had 2 receivers, Lamb and Waddle, and I needed to start collecting guys that have some upside to be my third receiver. And right now, Alec Pierce isn't practicing, but we've got a month to go before week 1. Hopefully he's back out there, and hopefully he can contribute as a wide receiver 3.
And when you have a team like Dave's at pick 11 and you already have Loveland and Hurts, you got your quarterback, you got your tight end, the rest of this draft is probably going to be spent on running backs and receivers, and which is a nice luxury to just sit there and pick some of your favorite sleepers, basically. All right, Jamie, got to look at this run of running backs here with Menangai, Jalen Warren, and Jordan Mason. And that's a lot earlier, 89th, a lot earlier than Mason's ADP. Your thoughts?
I mean, I love Mason. You know, that was somebody I was going to consider if he got back to me. I take him in a lot of drafts at this point, you know, and have been taking him ahead of, you know, what the ADP is. But this is the, you know, high upside type of players that you want, you know. So, Corum, Menangai, you know, Jalen Warren, I think is good value here. So, really solid picks.
And for Team 12, who was picking 10th, to have McCaffrey, Kyren Williams, and Bucky Irving in rounds 1, 3, and 5, respectively. And then he takes Kyle Menangai instead of Jordan Mason. And I think that, to me, that makes sense, right? You've got 3 running backs. The guy who took Mason only had 2 running backs. So Mason might be better than Menangai on a week-to-week basis. But if Aaron Jones gets hurt in Minnesota and DeAndre Swift gets hurt in Chicago, I think we're going to like Menangai a lot more than Mason. So if you're coming at that round 8 pick with 3 running backs that you can start, then you take the Menangai, right? You take the guy who has major injury upside. If you're going into round 8 with 2 running backs that you can start, Then maybe you take Jordan, and Monongo was off the board, but you could have taken Corum there. Maybe you take Jordan Mason, get kind of a safer guy he might be able to use more consistently on a week-to-week basis.
After, yeah, it just comes down to if whether or not you need a starter.
Exactly. Monongo, Warren, Mason. After that, we had Cortland Sutton and Jaden Reed. Nice one drive for Jaden Reed and two targets last night. So he still exists, even though he's not going to play in two receiver sets. Here's Chuba Hubbard, 92nd overall. So Jonathan Brooks, 64th. Chuba Hubbard, 92nd. Jamie, quick thought there.
Again, I think Hubbard's going to end up being a really good value pick because, like you said, he's not out for the season, and I think he'll still have a role. You know, you hope that he's not the guy that we saw last year, which was, you know, very frustrating to watch and deal with because of what Rico Dowdle did. So, oh, that hurts. I was going to take Worm. You know, and just hopefully he's not out for an extended period of time.
All right. Chuba Hubbard, 92nd. Then we had Quentin Johnston to Jamie. Is he? Hey, Jamie, congratulations. You got your charger.
I always got to get a charger.
Jordan Tyson going 94th. Dave, what do you think about that?
This is about the range for Tyson to go at this point. You're looking for the upside when he does eventually get healthy and acclimated to the Saints offense. The fact that he has another hamstring injury, this is the third time he's been sidelined with a hamstring injury since the end of the college football season. That makes me nervous. And it also makes me wonder if the Saints are just going to let him take his time coming back from it. We don't know just how severe it is. I don't think it's terribly severe. And I think if you're drafting Tyson, you've got to be in it for the long haul. You can't draft him and then after 3 weeks, he doesn't do anything. You go, oh, I'm going to cut him. Don't do that. I think the second half of the season, he could be pretty good for the Saints, provided that he's actually there in the second half of the season.
All right, we got Tyson at 94 and then RJ Harvey at 95. We still had Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Blake Corum on the board. Jamie, was RJ Harvey at 95 a reach?
I mean, not the round value, but the the running backs that were still there. I'd prefer Corum. I prefer Gainwell. I prefer Kroski-Merritt. You know, look, Harvey was so good last year at the end of the season. J.K. Dobbins was hurt. It was a lot of touchdowns. Now Jonah Coleman's here. I just don't think he's going to have the same type of opportunities and let both guys get hurt.
So then we have Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt after that. And then we have Dejon Stribling after his performance last night, Dave. First pick of round 9, 97th overall.
Way too soon. I thought that Stribling had a great catch, that deep ball that he tracked and brought in with that those long arms. That was awesome. There were some things that he did that I didn't like. I don't like him stepping out of bounds in the back of the end zone when he could have been targeted for a touchdown. I thought it was weird that they said that his foot wasn't out of bounds on that one sideline catch they had when it was pretty clear that his foot was out of bounds. I think he can be good. I think he's going to need somebody to miss significant time in San Francisco in order for him to be worth taking at this point in the draft.
Yeah, he played a lot in the slot yesterday, which is going to be Deebo Samuel's role when he's on the field.
Maybe. I mean, maybe they consider Stribling in the slot sometimes, too.
Yeah. You're allowed to line up multiple players in the slot. You can do that. Jacoby Myers goes after Stribling. So into round 9, it's Stribling, Myers, Blake Corum, Kenneth Gainwell, Stephon Diggs, Chris Rodriguez. And I will note that unless you guys want to take a look, I don't see any tandem backfields here. I don't see anybody who has two players from the same backfield. Like the Corum manager is not the Kyron manager. The Monongo manager is not the Swift manager and so on. The Tute manager is not the Rodriguez manager. Diggs at 101. I love that pick.
Yep.
And that's a guy who went receiver, receiver, receiver. JSN, Pickens, Neighbors. Then went 5 straight rounds without a receiver and got Stephon Diggs as his wide receiver 4. His running backs are Judkins, Dowdle, Travion, and Hubbard. If Dowdle had been Pollard, I'd probably like this team more. But hey, maybe Dowdle will be better than Pollard. Knows. After Diggs, it was Chris Rodriguez, Jordan Addison, Michael Pittman, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence, quarterbacks 9 and 10. Dave, you took KC Concepcion as you're trying to build out your receivers, which are Lamb, Waddle, Pierce, and now Concepcion in round 9.
Had to give up on Kittle and Mahomes because those guys would be luxury picks. They wouldn't necessarily start for me.
Oh, you're on the clock.
And I needed wide receivers. Yeah, reset my clock, please.
No.
Fine. Then we'll just let it auto-pick me. It's a mock. It doesn't matter. And so now I'm faced with, do I take some depth of running back with Rashad White, or do I continue to hammer the receiver position? Wandale Robinson, Jalen Coker, Matthew Golden. Those are my top three guys.
Can I ask you a quick question? Are you considering Keaton Mitchell?
Because no, not yet.
Okay.
If someone else takes him, that's fine. I can live with it. I'm going to take Golden. I'm looking for upside at wide receiver. I need to find a wide receiver three, especially if Pierce isn't ready to start the season. I do love Concepcion. I don't have a problem taking him where I took him in late round nine. But getting Golden too, I think now I've got enough at wide receiver between Pierce, Concepcion, and Golden. I should have one starter.
Yeah.
Hopefully I've got two. And now I don't feel the stress to like fill that wide receiver position anymore.
So Deebo Samuel was the first pick of round 10. Aaron Jones was the last pick of round 9. So after Dave took Concepcion, it was Aaron Jones, Deebo Samuel, Matthew Golden back to Dave, Dallas Goedert, Mekhi Lemon, a couple of Eagles. Patrick Mahomes to the Lamar Jackson manager just felt like I can't pass up Patrick Mahomes anymore at 113. Tyrone Tracy to the Saquon Barkley manager, but not the Scatterboo manager. So Tracy, not a handcuff. And that is only the third running back for Pat. He went Chase Brown, Saquon Barkley. And that's why I don't like the Pitts pick, right? Like you went Brown, Barkley, Trey McBride, DJ Moore. You got, I think, a little unlucky with the wide receiver run after DJ Moore. So Parker Washington in round 5, which could be great. Carnell Tate in round 6. Kyle Pitts, Cortland Sutton, Jordan Addison. Personally, I would not have waited that long to take my RB3 if I went Brown, Barkley in rounds 1 and 2. Didn't take another running back until Tracy in round 10. But, you know, I just wouldn't have two tight ends in this build. Jalen Coker after Tracy.
Love that.
Yeah. I'm sure you were targeting him.
I was. I mean, I got lucky with Wandale falling to me, but I was excited about Coker.
So you would have taken Coker after over Wandale?
In this format, yeah.
Half PPR. Not in full?
Full, no. Wandale for sure.
Rashad White goes in between Coker and Wandale. So it goes Coker, Rashad White, Wandale Robinson, Keaton Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, and Travis Kelce. A couple of Chiefs. We had three Chiefs. Those guys were going in round 5 last year, basically. Mahomes, Kelce, and Worthy. This year they go, or this draft they go in round 10. And I got to scroll down here on this draft page. Hold on. Bear with me, folks.
How many rounds are we going?
Here we go. 13 rounds. 3 more rounds. Zach Charbonnet in round 11. But yeah, in general, Dave, like, what do you think about? Well, actually, let's get Jamie here. He's about to be on the clock. So Charbonnet goes, then Woody Marks goes. Jamie is on deck. He has Garrett Will. Oh, so let me scroll up for Jamie's team here. He has Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Jeremiah Love, Garrett Wilson, terrific. DeAndre Swift, terrific. Tony Pollard, terrific. You are killing it. Jaden Daniels, phenomenal. Quentin Johnston, Kenneth Gainwell, Wandale Robinson. Who'd you go with in round 11? George Kittle. All right, this team is nasty.
It was a gamble. It was a little bit of a gamble because only one manager after, two managers after me had tight ends. And I didn't know if somebody would go back-to-back or somebody would take Kittle and Kelce or somebody would take both of them. So it was a gamble to take Wandale, but I was like, you know what? If I miss on Kittle or Kelce, I'll make do. It worked out great.
Oh, man, that's a good point. All right, so Jamie, with the fourth pick going into round 11, no, going into round 10, he had Chase Jefferson, Garrett Wilson, and Quentin Johnston. He did not have a tight end. He has three teams picking before his next pick in round 11. One of them doesn't have a tight end. There are two tight ends on the board that he likes, Kelce and Kittle. I think I would have played it safe and gone with the tight end because, yeah, I could see one of those three managers taking a second tight end there. It didn't happen. I think you made a mistake taking Wandale and you got lucky, buddy.
I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's understanding what could happen. And, you know, this is where you hear me say this for 20 years, you know your league. Mm-hmm. I don't know this league. You know, so it was a gamble, you know? So if I had known the people I'm drafting with, oh yeah, they might take the upside of Kittle or Kelce if they have another tight end, you know, it was what Loveland and I'm sorry. It was Laporta. Who was the other manager has tight end was
Bowers.
McBride
Bowers,
you know, so that was you know, a gamble worth taking.
All right. Well, it worked out for you and you get Kittle. And then let's see what happened after that. Kittle, Jaden Higgins. Oh, it was just before Kittle, pardon me. Jared Goff.
Yeah, when you started reading off my team, I was like, he's going to say I don't have a tight end. The guy's going to take a tight end.
Jared Goff, Rashid Shaheed, Isaiah Pacheco, brilliant pick. Jalen Naylor, Romeo Dobbs, Denzel Boston, Marshawn Lloyd, Dontavian Wicks. Denzel Boston now reminds me of my daughter. She loves that song Boston by Stella Lefty. You guys know that song? On a train back to Boston. No, you don't know that song?
Interesting that a plus-size receiver out of Washington reminds you of your daughter.
I mean, would you guys... That's
is your daughter tall?
So popular. No, she's related to me. Not tall. Anyway, Marshawn Lloyd to Dave. Clearly the handcuff for Jacobs. Dontavian Wicks, Khalil Shakir. Dave, you're on the clock.
I don't really love anybody that's... Purdy's still there. He's an interesting sleeper. I'm going to just take a guy that I'm drafting late in a lot of leagues, and that's Jonah Coleman. On the hunch that Dobbins doesn't last the season, Coleman comes in and works as the lead back for Denver. That's an awesome offensive line. It's a pick I'm going to have to be patient with, but Coleman is somebody who I've been targeting late.
On the subject, you were thinking about taking Purdy, and you already had Jalen Hurts.
Right. And there's so many other quarterbacks left. Yeah. There, Stafford, Dart. We mentioned Purdy, Jordan Love, Bo Nix, Malik Willis. I feel like I can wait. If I wanted to get a second quarterback, I can wait.
Jamie, was it on Tuesday night where we saw Jackson Dart fall also?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's in that mix of, you know, QB 10 through like QB 15. So I would take him over Mahomes. I would take him over Stafford. I would take him over Goff. I think there's more upside, but there's certainly much more downside.
Yeah, it's obviously a very small sample size. It's just the last two drafts that we've done, but I wonder if people are going to start to downgrade him because of all the bad reports. And Dave and I compared this on, what was it, on Express yesterday? Last year, Caleb Williams was struggling this time of year.
Yes.
Right? This was a guy who had a new offensive coordinator going into his second year, and he just wasn't there. Same exact situation for Jackson Dart. Difference being Caleb Williams, to me, a much better passer than Jackson Dart, but
better coordinator too.
Better coordinator.
I think people are very hung up on Matt Nagy being his play caller, and I think it's deserved. The bigger issue for me with Dart is that I don't think he does what he did rushing last year.
Yeah.
We talked about it. 9 rushing touchdowns I don't think is repeatable.
He hasn't had neighbors yet. Neighbors did team drills yesterday for the first time.
He is continuing to make progress. It's exciting.
Here's round 12. Shakir, Jonah Coleman, Tank Bigsby, Tyler Algier, Ray Davis. And I'm just wondering, where's the Barkley team? Sorry, let me scroll up. The Barkley team is that team, is Pat's team, who had the 7th pick. He took Chase Brown and Saquon Barkley, and then he took Tyrone Tracy in round 10, Isaiah Pacheco in round 11. Would you have taken Tank Bigsby in round 11 instead of Pacheco?
Yep.
Yeah. I wouldn't have made it a priority.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't have taken him there either, but I would have much rather waited for Bigsby than draft Pacheco. Sorry, Adam. I know that he's your favorite 3% of budget buy.
He was before this MCL sprain. I mean, I don't know that he's going to be any good. Like, he's a guy who had an injury more serious than an MCL sprain. But wait, was the MCL or was it the PCL that Bowers in London had last year?
PCL.
Okay. I mean, an MCL sprain, he could come back and just not be that effective, even if he does get opportunities.
We've seen people struggle coming back from that, too.
Shakir, Coleman, Bigsby, Algier, Ray Davis, Matthew Stafford, Malik Washington, or is that Mike Washington? It's Mike Washington.
Mike.
Tank Dell, Tyjae Spears, Alvin Kamara, Dylan Sampson, Brock Purdy. That's round 12. A lot of backup running backs here. Tyjae Spears is a guy that's gonna play. It was you. It was the Pollard manager. It was Jamie who took Spears. So... Dalton Kincaid to the Kelsey manager, Trey Tucker. Did we find out anything about Tucker versus Naylor yesterday?
No.
They both, I think, played the most with Cousins, and that's really about it.
Tucker had 2 targets. Naylor did not have any, but we don't go off of that. Demond Claiborne, Mark Andrews, Jackson Dart to the Goff manager. So to come out of a draft with Goff in round 11 and Dart in round 13, you got to feel pretty good about that. Jalen McMillan, Malik Washington.
Why take Malik Washington over Caleb Douglas right now? I don't understand that.
Ask Dave. Dave likes Malik
Because Washington. I think Malik Washington's going to end up being better.
Yeah.
Douglas is making the headlines, and I know that he can be good, but Washington is the one who's got better
Limited upside, though.
Rhythm. I don't know if anybody has upside in that offense. That's the problem when it comes to the receivers there. But with Washington, I think Washington can consistently get in the neighborhood of 6 targets a game. I don't know if they're going to necessarily be on an 8 out of 10 yards, but I think he can get more. So right now I've got Washington ahead of Douglas.
Well, they went back to back. Malik Washington, 151st. Caleb Douglas, 152nd. Ryan Flannoy, 153rd. We've got 3 picks left, people. How about this 13-round draft in an hour with a bunch of stoppages? Well done. The pick is in. It is Brian Robinson.
Funny how this group can do a draft with 40 seconds on the clock and our staff cannot.
I know, right? Good job, everybody. Dave takes Malik Willis as his backup to Jalen Hurts. And the last pick, Mr. Irrelevant, is Cyrus Allen. Interesting pick. Interesting.
Like it.
Cool.
Not bad.
Chiefs rookie wide receiver. Well, I want to thank all of our participants. I probably should have shouted them out earlier, right? Idiot I am. Shane, Mark, Ty, Jamie, Brad, Autumn, Pat, John, Robert, Jason, Dave, and Michael. Great job. Great draft, everyone. Good stuff. Thank you all for watching and listening.
Go crush in your drafts this weekend, guys.
And we've got a mailbag coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk to you soon on Fantasy Football Today.
Paramount Podcasts.